Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jason, when you had a chance to look at the tape from the other night, what stood out the most to you?
I think overall, preseason one, you know, we're playing with a lot of guys you haven't played, you know, with ever really in a game situation. So I think overall I was happy with the way that we moved the ball and we put points on the board. And I think there are always plays that you would like to have back. And there are a few that I would like to have back for sure. But overall, I felt like we did pretty well.
Is that a bit underestimated when people try to, I guess, judge a preseason game performance but don't take into a fact that, or take into account that guys haven't necessarily played a ton together in a game situation?
Yeah, look, I think it's hard because football is all about timing. It's a game of inches, and so there's route running. There's so many things that are factored into a play being successful. And, you know, until you have a lot of time on task with guys, you don't quite know how people are going to run their route or how they're going to adjust certain or versus certain coverages and stuff. And so there are a lot of variables as you go into a game. And so, like I said, as we looked at the film, there are definitely things that we could clean up across the board. But, you know, I think the encouraging thing is we're moving the ball up and down the field, and I think we could clean up some red zone stuff and certainly some penalties, you know, that killed some drives. And instead of getting field goals, you know, score touchdowns.
As far as these workouts, it seems like the last couple of years, the practices have been as beneficial, if not more so, than the games. Would you agree, and how do you all feel about heading out to California?
Yeah, I think it's a good experience for all of us. And you get to this point in camp and you played against your defense so many times that you're starting to learn coverages and, you know, different things that your defense is trying to do. And so it's nice to see different looks and play against different people. And so that's something that we all look forward to, getting ready to go to L.A.
What's the conversation that happens between you and Dan when a play like that happens afterwards? Is it you both consoling each other, or how does that work?
Oh, nothing. It's football, you know. And I think at the end of the day, we've all been in situations as football players where you would like to have plays back, you know. And so no one is ever going to step on the field and purposely try to make a mistake. So, look, no harm, no foul. We certainly hope that those things don't continue to happen. By any means, but stuff happens, and Dan's been a guy that tries hard, and that's what preseason games are for. You know, get out and play fast and play physical, and sometimes mistakes happen.
Jason, these joint practices, how much do you feel like they can be more beneficial sometimes than preseason, just being able to script out certain things?
Yeah. Well, I think, again, I think you can control, you know, who's getting hit and you know, when different team periods are more physical than others. And so it allows you to get reps against real defenses and, you know, where you're going through all your stuff as a quarterback. And like I said earlier, when you're playing your defense for so many days in a row, you start to get a feel for what they're doing, and there's not a lot of disguise in it. And so when you go out and practice against somebody else, you know, it is a game-like situation, but you can control who's getting hit and so forth. So these are really beneficial, I think.
It's probably an obvious question, but I mean, even back to last year, the Chargers were a legit AFC contender. Like, practicing against a team who is on a similar plane as you, not only get the competitive juices going, but it's great from a competition standpoint.
No doubt. And I think you hit the nail on the head. It's nice, especially when you've been in training camp for the last 2 weeks and, you know, everyone else is doing their training camp, so you don't have a lot of measurables. And you look at the preseason and we're subbing, we're getting conservative and so forth. It is really hard to kind of measure yourself against the other 31 teams. And having opportunities to go out and compete in these situations allows you to kind of see where you're at as a team, which is something we're looking forward to.
Teddy mentioned it the other night, and I was wondering if it applied to you as well. He said when he got here, he was trying to mimic Drew a little bit. Now he's putting his own take on things. Is that true for you too, now that you've had a more of a chance to get acclimated to this offense?
Well, I think my role is obviously much different than Drew's. And look, I've had the opportunity to study and learn from Drew for the last few years, and it's been an incredible learning experience, and he's one of the best to ever play the position. And so I can tell you that I'm trying to mimic the things that he does, you know, the way that he prepares for a game, the way he prepares for a practice, and his mindset, and everything that he goes through at the line of scrimmage. I'm trying to get to that point because he's been so successful at it. And and then I obviously have to add a few wrinkles in for what I do, because my role is different and the way that I play is a little bit different than his. But overall, I will tell you, I'm trying to mimic him, and he's been a great mentor and a friend to me.
When did you decide to start rocking the sleeve?
I took a little shot on the elbow in the game, and so this is just out of precaution and injury. All right, guys.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.